Irene Martin is well connected to this battleground state. A member of the Bad River Ojibwe, she studied law at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and was an attorney for the Oneida Nation before going to the Department of the Interior in Washington. Martin worked with the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs with then-Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell and ultimately John McCain, now the GOP's presidential candidate.
He cares very much about Indian country. He's well-versed in Indian law and policy. He really wants what's best for Indian people.
Martin is now with IATAN, a D.C.-based group that lobbies for tribes. She's taken time to help write a pro-McCain editorial for the national newspaper Indian Country Today, with which she hopes to influence its 50,000 readers. She says Native people will play a big role in the race between McCain and Barack Obama.
You're seeing in every state huge increases in the number of registered voters. You're going to see in Wisconsin, like other states with large Indian populations, that a good number of those new registered voters are going to be Native.
Historically speaking, Martin has her work cut out for her. At a recent Native American event at the UW-Madison, people registered to vote and took in some drumming. Stockbridge Muncie Mohican tribal member Tim Anna says he's for Obama all the way.
McCain's got a long record of working with tribes, but Barack Obama's really started to take the initiative to go to tribes and talk about their issues and learn more about the Native nations, which is more than George Bush has done in his entire 8 years as president.
The pro-McCain editorial, co-authored by Martin, is expected to be in Indian Country Today's final campaign issue, released by month's end. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.